The John DeBella Podcast.
I get it.
What? Are you missing a couple of buttons?
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Strictly for laughs.
102.9.
You know.
MGK.
That's not bad. It's pretty clever.
Hey, Pat Benatar, The John DeBella Show, 56 degrees outside, partly sunny, with a high temperature of 60 degrees. It could hit as high as 63 today.
That's amazing. February 10th?
Exactly. Wow. Exactly. Oh, my God.
What?
How many times did you hear me say this week that yesterday was my brother's birthday?
You forgot until right now.
Until right now.
Wow.
Right now. I'm telling you, I've always said to myself that someday if I write a book, the title of the book is going to be Yesterday Was My Brother's Birthday.
That's funny.
All right. And without fail, when I do remember, right, I'll call him. He doesn't answer the phone.
Of course.
Right, because he's whatever he's doing.
Yeah.
You know, and I sing happy birthday to him on the phone, and that's it. And this year, I totally forgot.
I mean, you've been mentioning it for about a week and a half now.
Yes. Every time it's in February 9th, oh, my brother's birthday. Now you know where my mind's going, folks. It's just going down the toilet.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
So there's this list that came out this morning. Some actually interesting suggestions on things that you could do for your Super Bowl party.
Okay.
One of the first one on the list is leave the kids at home. All right. No, but if you can't do that, find another room with a TV, sure. Put on, you know, Paw Patrol or whatever the hell
that's
ever going to occupy them and, you know, and give them a pile of food and tell, yeah, go ahead, make your own mess.
Yeah.
All right. Here's a suggestion. Pick up some cheap chairs at a local discount store and paint them green or red. Right, and then let people sit, you know, in whichever seats they want to sit in.
Listen, if you're
I'm dying
Chiefs,
to find the person who's going to sit in a red
right,
chair.
Right, if you're
here.
Inviting Chiefs fans to your party,
right, you got a big heart.
You choose friends poorly.
Ask guests to bring their favorite appetizer to keep things varied beyond the regular wings, pizza, chip, dip
sure.
kind of stuff.
That should be. That's an every party thing. Don't come empty-handed.
All right. If you're fortunate enough to have multiple televisions, the game should be on in every one.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Wherever you walk, right?
Yep.
If there were more people at my house, they would be able to use my bathroom, which also has a TV in it.
You have a TV in your bathroom?
Yeah, of course.
My God.
Don't be ridiculous.
How long are the poops you're taking?
Right. Oh, it's not a matter of that. It's like, you know, look, you can't look this good just getting out of bed.
Oh, that's what it is.
Right?
That's what it is.
Okay. Right. I like this one. Prop bets that aren't for gambling websites. Like, you know, do something like how many times will they mention Tom Brady during
sure.
the course
that,
of the
yeah,
game?
Yeah, yeah.
Person who comes closest without going over
actually,
wins.
I did see that as a prop bet.
You're kidding
over
me. It is?
One and a half, over under set at 1.5.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Hopefully it's under.
You know what we need right now? A polka.
Strike up the music and join in the fun. Time for the Eagles polka. Grab a partner and shout it out loud. Join in the Eagles polka. The Eagles from Philly, they're number one. Strike up the Eagles polka.
You're not clapping, so.
Cause everybody has the mania. For the Eagles from Pennsylvania. Fly, Eagles, fly, you are the very best. Fly, Eagles, fly, you stand out from all the rest. Share the spirit, the Eagles are number one. It's time to spread good cheer, cause everyone is here to cheer for Philly's Eagles.
That blended so well.
Yeah. That could have been AC/DC.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You, sir, have a feminine side, don't you?
Well, I like gals.
102.9 MGK.
I'm sorry if we interrupted. I can only imagine the amount of cooking and preparing you're doing for the game on Sunday.
You're so funny.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing very well. I woke up, I had a dream that I was at George Clooney's house.
Really?
Hanging out like at a dinner party.
Wow,
and
okay.
The only thing I remember from the dream is I thought, I have something to talk about tomorrow on the air.
Wow. That's funny.
My whole world is just revolved around the show, John.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. My dream last night was I was doing the show today and having absolutely nothing prepared. And that every button I hit went to the wrong sound. TJ Miller was wondering why am I even on the radio? I mean, it was like it was the worst dream.
What is going on?
I have terrible radio dreams all the time. All right.
I slept great.
All right. I'm glad to hear that.
I slept great.
I am glad to hear that.
The NyQuil helped, but I slept wonderful.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It was on this date in 1987 that Guns N' Roses hit number one with Welcome to the Jungle from Appetite for Destruction. Pardon me.
All right.
I'll get this out sooner or later. Anyway, one of the probably the most famous line in this song, and you know, the song is supposedly about L.A., but it is so not an L.A. song. The line, Axel was in New York visiting a friend, walking through the streets. Some homeless guy looks up at them and says, "You know where you are? You're in the jungle, baby. You're going to die." You know?
All right.
And then he went to Seattle with Duff McKagan to finish the song. So the song really had nothing to do with L.A., and everybody thinks it's an L.A. tune. Here's Slash.
Welcome to the Jungle was something I wrote on acoustic guitar and introduced to Axel at my place. And I said, oh, here, I got this riff. And it was very sort of casual. I can't even remember his reaction to it at the time, but we were rehearsing over at Nikki Beat's studio in Silver Lake, and we had maybe 3 hours slotted. And there I remember Axel going, hey, let's work on that song we were working out over earplugs. We didn't have a PA, so anything that Axel did, we couldn't hear. And we just put that whole song together inside of that 3 hours.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Somebody's got to say, I want my money back. That's all. I want my money back.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I want to think of things. I want to use my imagination when I'm sitting there with my ass on a pillow.
102.9.
Namaste.
MGK.
Here's a feel-good story.
All right.
All right. And it has to do with the game. A Chiefs fan donated his kidney to an Eagles fan.
That's
and now
great.
They're both headed to the Super Bowl together.
Oh, that's cool.
All right. I have audio of this, of the guy explaining what went down here. Listen to this.
So I posted on Facebook, does anybody have a spare kidney I can get?
Posted.
Minor junk.
Marines are a band of brothers. Don't leave someone behind.
When the transplant happened, I was literally days away from dialysis. It's a whole new lease on life. You know, I was worried about if I didn't get a kidney, my son would grow up without a father. A Chiefs kidney. I don't know how my body will react if the Chiefs win. The Eagles are going to win. Go Birds.
That's an awesome story. I think I did see that. Yeah, so they were Marines together, right?
Yeah, they were Marines together, and he found out about it after he posted it.
Sure.
They hadn't been in touch,
yeah.
Right? And he found out about it, ended up there was a match, right? And
that's
boom,
great.
Next thing you know, he's got a kidney.
It's amazing.
All right, it's really good, right? Yeah. And it's a red kidney, unfortunately.
Oh, it's too bad. I saw another feel-good story. Did you see that? Remember we had the Chiefs superfan in Thin the Herd the other day?
Got yeah.
Arrested for robbing banks in his dumb outfit he wears to games?
Right.
He might be out of jail.
You're kidding me.
He might be. I thought I saw a headline about that the other day. I wonder if he was going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Rob a couple Arizona banks on the way.
The John DeBella Podcast.
My, he is tenacious, isn't he?
102.9.
Joe Mount. Boy, zip it.
MGK.
It's all come down to this. Being brought to you by the all-new BetParx Casino and Sportsbook app. New users get your first bet risk-free up to $750. Go to BetParx.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Your overall record this weekend, 23-21.
Yeah.
All right. Your last time, you went 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Today?
I'm going 1-0.
You're going 1-0?
Yep.
Okay, fine. Let's deal with it. Chiefs, Eagles. The Eagles are a 1.5-point favorite.
Yes, and my God, am I excited.
I can only
the
imagine.
The last Eagles Super Bowl win was an instant classic. Super Bowl 57 featuring the Chiefs and the Eagles should equal, if not outdo, Super Bowl 52. Two top offenses take the field in Arizona on Sunday. For the Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes is an absolute wizard. Mm-hmm. An absolute wizard yep. back there, even if he's on one ankle. And Travis Kelce is one of the best tight ends to ever play in the NFL. The Eagles are able to score in so many different ways from so many different positions. It's going to be a major struggle for the defense, and it has been for defenses all year. What the Chiefs need to do is get out to an early lead, because if the Eagles get up early and have a chance to pound the ball down the Kansas City defense's throat, it's good night. Game right. over. Thanks for coming. Let's go party. The Eagles are the most talented team from top to bottom in the entire NFL. And that's all thanks to Howie Roseman building this thing. And the difference in this game is going to be that defensive talent that the Eagles have. The Eagles defense has given up 14 points in two playoff games. They are on the pace to break the single season sack record set by the 84-85 Bears,
okay.
which I think is 82.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, listen, the 14 points was against poor quarterback play. But that's because the Eagles defense absolutely destroyed the 49ers offensive line. They destroyed them. They tried to block Hassan Reddick with a tight end. It's like right. having you try to block Hassan Reddick. It just doesn't work. They're going to look to do the same thing to Kansas City's offensive line. The talent on the Eagles team is what's going to lead them to their second Super Bowl in franchise history. Birds cover the 1.5. Lombardi's coming home down Broad Street again.
Okay. All right. Now, we've got Dan on the line. And Dan, let's see. Dan, you're doing prop bets today.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the first one, give him the first one, Steve.
All right, Dan. Will the team that scores first win the game?
This is a yes or no. Yeah. Now, just so you know, Dan, in previous years, in 2022, it was a yes. In 2021, it was a no. In 2020, it was a no. In 2019, it was a yes. And in 2018, it was a yes. Will the team that scores the first win,
field
win
goal
the game?
Or touchdown, yeah.
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will. He's going with a yes on that one. Okay. Right. Here comes your next one. Now, if you get that one right, you got $50.
Hey, Dan, right? real quick.
If you get them both right, you get $100.
Since you said yes, who's the first team that's going to score a touchdown?
Birds.
That's damn right. All right. Second prop bet. Both Travis Kelce and Kenneth Gainwell to score a touchdown.
Will both of them score a touchdown? This is for another $50, Dan.
I'm going to say yes.
You're going to say yes on
I
that?
I like that pick a lot.
Okay, all right. All right.
A lot.
Well, Dan, we are hoping that you are $100 richer.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This is nuts.
102.9. MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Ladies and gentlemen, along with the big game on Sunday, you know, we're not
the biggest game.
The biggest. It is the biggest game.
It's the biggest game.
Are you in an Eagles hat? Is that an Eagles hat?
It's an Eagles hat, of course.
This guy gets it. He knows what he's doing.
I'm trying to. So funny, last night I got on stage and the first thing I said was, and this is true, my whole family's from Kansas.
Okay.
So my father's side, everybody from, you know, I got family in Kansas City. And I've bet on the Chiefs, the two Super Bowls, and won a lot of money. But I'm in Philadelphia playing the punchline.
All right.
Tonight, tomorrow, early shows are sold out. Late right. shows, very few tickets. But I'm in Philadelphia. So I called my father. He said, how much are you putting on the Chiefs this year? I said, sir, respectfully, you can go yourself. And I said, did you hear that? And you know what? He had already hung up.
Unrespectfully.
But yeah, I gotta tell you, so C.J. Sullivan, who's got a great Instagram, check him out. C.J. Sullivan was taken. And he's a big gambler. He's got a podcast about gambling. And we got here, and both of us agreed, this is it. The Eagles are going all the way. Uh-huh. So we put all our money on the Eagles. For me, that was over $200.
And, makes better.
No, we are so excited. I think the Eagles are going to take it. Uh-huh. And so it's going to be great. We were trying to figure out where we want to kind of get in a fight on Sunday. And the club, the Punchline, is having a viewing party. And the Fillmore across the street, this is all in Fishtown, right, is also having a viewing party. We decided to go to there because, you know, for me, Broad Street is for after the win.
Yes, right, definitely. Yes. Make sure you're there if they win.
South Street is for just sad ish kibibbles.
Yes, that's true.
It's so weird. I went there yesterday to get a cheesesteak. And I don't know why. It's kind of empty.
Yeah, it's not what it was.
It's not what it was. It's a little bit sadder. But, you know, it's kind of empty condom stores.
Yes.
Condom kingdom. BYO cheesesteak. Hookah bars.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. I got a cheesesteak and I go, do you guys have any beer? And they go, no. And I said, and they go, no. But you can go between 7th and 8th Street. You can get beer. There's the place. Uh-huh. So I walked all the way down there, and it's not. It's just a giant liquor store. So there's no place to buy a beer.
Pennsylvania laws are old, laws.
Yeah.
Quakers.
So I went to, it is, right?
Yeah.
So I went to the Woolly Mammoth, and I said, I go, do you have any, can I take any beers to go? She goes, honey, you can take whatever you want to go. And so I thought about that. I said, you know, I'm married, so I better just take the beer.
Yeah, smart.
But that's exactly, I was going to say exactly what you said. It's like these Pennsylvania blue balls. That, but ultimately, we're still in Philly. So this girl's like, yeah, take whatever. Take a chair out of here for all I care.
TJ, as he said, tonight and tomorrow night is at Punchline Philly. What tickets are left for the 10 o'clock show, you can get through punchlinephilly.com.
Let's talk about it.
How's business?
Mustache Brothers.
Us being Mustache Brothers?
Yes!
Okay, all right. Because now you know, I mean, that's a baby mustache.
I know. I'm trying to get there. And he looked at me in the eyes, and I said, you know, we kind of got the same thing going on. He goes, you don't have the up.
You don't. He's right, though.
The up is the important part. That's it.
I could never play a bartender in the 1800s.
That's it.
I got to stick.
Or anything in the 1800s.
That's also true. Well, I'll get there. Uh-huh. So you said, how's business?
Right. How's business? How is the peanut butter business going?
Well, this is really exciting. I'm trying to become the Paul Newman.
Okay.
Of comedy. But I have my peanut butter is now on Amazon.com. We got three flavors. Dark chocolate coconut. That's for the ladies. And we've got cherry chocolate with real dried cherries, honey roasted peanuts, and milk chocolate. And then my favorite is toffee crispy with toffee milk chocolate and Rice Krispies.
And all of this is in peanut butter.
It's all in peanut butter. And last night, I did a testimonial with these two very, I would say, aggressively drunk ladies.
Wow, surprising in Philadelphia.
Right,
on a Thursday.
I have such a funny joke about Philadelphia women. And I cannot do it on terrestrial radio. I just cannot. But you'll hear it if you come to the shows. And I do the joke, and all the ladies in the audience go crazy, and all the guys are like, yeah, no, that is true. Toffee Krispies, toffee milk chocolate and Rice Krispies.
Dude.
And it's so good. I did the testimonial, and they both had it. And one of the girls, so drunk, she goes, well, pretty expensive peanut butter, so we'll see what's going on. And she took one bite. She goes, whoa, that's something. Really? And it is the best peanut butter you'll have. We're about to have my hot sauce, which you can still get on my website.
TJ Miller does not have a website.com.
That's true.
Thank you. I'm on it right now.
I
but
not,
I didn't
I do,
know it yesterday.
Right, exactly. But I have my own line of hot sauce, which I've got three flavors. Chipotle. An extreme gangster heat, which is like if Tabasco actually cared. And then one that it's intense ghost pepper type. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys know this, but I do my own censoring.
You do your own censoring?
So if this mother is going to.
I noticed it earlier when you were talking about what you said to your dad.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm looking at your hot sauce bottle.
Let's hear it.
The face that you're making and the way your beard is trimmed with nothing on the chin. It reminds me of Lemmy Kilmister of Motorhead. Has anybody told you that before? Now, a better looking Lemmy.
Or a worse.
No. It's hard to get worse than Lemmy.
It is
you
hard
can pull
to
up
get
a corpse.
Worse. You know, I have not heard that, but I kind of take it as a
compliment.
Well, strange kind of backhanded compliment.
You're welcome.
And thank you. That was a passive-aggressive appreciation.
Now, what's going on with you, TV wise, movie wise, any of that? I mean, I know you passed on doing the third Deadpool.
Yeah, you know, I do believe you can't do anything for more than 6 years. So with Silicon Valley on the fourth season, I sort of said, you know, I kind of got to move on from this. And then, you know, I think they had two good seasons after that.
The ending was disappointing.
It was a little disappointing. Yeah. But, you know, look, here's the thing. I started to go on autopilot in the sense that if I wanted to, I could get high in the morning and then kind of just sleepwalk through it.
Sure.
And I don't
Which
really
is your character.
Want to do that. That's what I'm saying. And by the way, I did get high when I was off camera. But yeah, so I wanted to, and I love stand up. It's so, so fun and it's so great. And I started to realize, and this was pre pandemic, I started to realize that people were getting screen fatigue. It was just too much. It's just too much of us in front of our screens, on our phones. And so I really wanted to encourage people to come see a live show, which is why I'm so excited about the shows tonight and tomorrow. But I wanted to do more live comedy.
Right.
You know? And so doing Deadpool, I mean, the next Deadpool is coming out in 2024. And when is the third installment of something great? Jaws 3 didn't quite get there. Godfather 3, not quite. Return of the Jedi. I've had somebody argue that. I think, yes, yeah. I love Return of the Jedi. But outside of that, there's nothing. I mean, I have the show called Gore Burger, G-R Burger, and it's about a giant blue alien monster from another planet that comes and takes over a Japanese morning show, kills half of the staff, enslaves the rest of it. And we actually had Ed Helms on the Comedy Central iteration of it. Uh-huh. And I said, well, Gorberger sort of, he's interviewing Ed Helms, and he goes, now, what's the worst hangover you've ever had? Was that three? Was that Hangover 3? and so the thing about it is like Hangover 3 kind of ruined Hangover.
Yeah.
Sort of ruined it.
I'll give him that.
And
I'll give him that.
Hangover 1 is the greatest, but I don't hear a lot of people, I say, what's your favorite comedy? Nobody says Hangover. And so I'm concerned. I don't think Deadpool 3, but I get concerned about that. And I think Deadpool 3 is going to be more tied into the Marvel Universe, so I'm sure. But I just felt like, so instead, I'm in this film called Office Christmas Party. And
Which we both love.
And so not a sequel to this, which I think we should do. I actually said to Steven Spielberg on the set of Ready Player One, I go, be fun to do Halloween. Like Office Halloween Party. That'd be so fun.
That would be good.
That would be fun. But I don't know how this happened, but my buddy, it was actually my wife's friend's husband, which, you know, that relationship is always kind of like, so what have you been up to?
We were just talking about this.
Are you serious?
Do you know Steve Trevino?
We were just talking about this.
And basically what he said was, he said, you know what? If your wife has a friend and, you know, and her husband comes over, that's okay. But if you have a friend because you like the husband, because you end up hanging out with a guy that you don't really care about.
Right.
But if you've got a friend that you really care about and you want to bring him over to wife, that never happens.
No. You know, and also your wife is kind of going, hey, what are you trying to do with this guy's wife?
Right.
Well, not much. But
it's a hater.
Yeah, can't stand her. Exactly. And usually those are awkward, you know, the two girls are having a great time and you're with this guy and you're kind of like, so, Kate told me that your wife told her that you like Frisbee golf. And he's like, well, we call it disc golf. And you're like, get them out of my house, all right? So this guy, you know, and we were friends, he's really funny. And then one day, in an elevator, his wife says, hey, would you tell me, would you tell TJ your idea for a movie? And I go, oh, God. Are you kidding? This is going to be the worst 20 minutes of my life. And he looks at me, he goes, because he was a little reticent. He goes, yeah, it's actually a Christmas movie. And I go, no! There are no good Christmas movies. Now I'm going to have to listen to this guy for 30, 40 minutes and tell him this is a great idea because he's, you know, the husband of Kate's friend.
Right.
And I go, okay, yeah, because this is all in my mind. I'm like, okay, oh, yeah, this will be great. What's your idea for a movie? And he tells me the idea for a movie, and I go, that's the greatest idea I've ever heard in my life.
So it was worth it.
A Christmas movie. Beyond worth it. He and I took it, pitched it. To two of the five most powerful directors in the world right now. And both of them liked it. And they both were like, this is amazing. Yeah, let's do it. So that's the pitch. So, because I was doing old Hollywood style, you know, where you have three or four martinis before the pitch. and then after the pitch. Then you pass out an alley somewhere outside of Paramount.
I've got a break, all right? And you're more than welcome to stay.
Yeah, I know. I'll just keep talking.
Yeah. So, right. We'll listen to the story, and we'll be back with him right after this.
Listen up, please.
The John DeBella Show. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Actor, comedian, TJ Miller. Do you like that title, actor, comedian? Or you just...
Yeah, I go comedian, but I started to just say, like, yeah, whatever.
I wish it was radio personality TJ Miller on 102.9. It's not new rock. It is the classic rock.
He is appearing tonight MGK. And tomorrow at Punchline Philly. You can get tickets through punchlinephilly.com.
Let's go to the Punchline, Fishtown.
All right.
I'm loving it. And what I like is let's ramp up to Sunday. Let's ramp up the weekend. Let's go tonight to the late show. That's the fun one. Saturday, come to the late show. And then we're actually partying all the way through to the big game.
The game time. Are you going to stay here for the game?
Yeah, of course.
He'll
insane?
Be on Broad Street.
It's so funny. Yeah, yeah. And so what I said to Kate, I go, hey, so the Super Bowl is on Sunday. She goes, huh?
And that's your wife.
I go, you know, it's the Eagles. So it's in Philly. You know, that's like Philadelphia is going crazy. And she goes, huh? And I go, so I'm staying there on Sunday. I'm going to watch the game. And then afterwards, when they win, I'm going out. And she just looked at me and she goes, be careful.
If they win, it is going
to be greasing the poles.
And enormous. And it doesn't stop
nothing.
Anybody.
It doesn't mean anything.
I know. Yeah, it doesn't mean anything.
They're greasing.
People are bringing their own grease. They're greasing themselves before they run up the poles.
When they went to the NFC Championship, when they won that game.
Yeah, yeah. And my buddy CJ Sullivan was here for
okay.
that.
Okay. There was a video of people standing on top of a SEPTA bus cover.
Really?
And it collapsed because there was like 15 people on it.
Yeah, of course.
People are insane.
It's just a piece of plastic on top.
In Philadelphia, everybody collapses and everyone's like, oh, what a great day. You know? But I think, yeah, of course I'm saying.
But it is.
And it's a Philly thing. But I think that this one, I don't know. I feel like, and it was so funny, even the cabbie. That took me to the hotel. He goes, the Chiefs are sitting on the laurels. You know, they're not gonna, yeah, it's not gonna happen for them this year.
There's
and
a
I
confidence.
I think that's right. Yeah,
in the city that is not normally here. Actually,
yeah.
It's worrying John a little bit.
Everybody's so damn confident, it's got me scared.
But you know what? I think they're confident for the right reasons.
Uh-huh.
And
yes.
I just love there's kind of an electricity that's happening. And I also think the Eagles know this is going to happen. It has to happen. And I think the Chiefs, they just think it's their game. They just think it's going to happen. They think they're going to. So all the bets I'm making are kind of, you know, prop bets against the Chiefs. Cause I just think they're going to think, oh, you know, we'll hit it a couple of times and then the whole thing's over. No, I think the Eagles are going to rail against them. And get it done, you know? And 5 years is exactly the right amount of time for them to be hungry for the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No. You are.
I think it's going to happen, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you imagine if the Eagles do win this thing and the people are partying on Broad Street and they're listening? Who you might see on Broad partying with you? TJ Miller. Chances are Joel Embiid's going to be out there because he's a massive Sixers fan.
And we look very similar.
Very much so. So don't get confused.
People are putting me on their shoulders going, yeah, we did it. He's here, John. And then he's just kind of in the corner being like, hey, what do you guys think of Ready Player One?
TJ Miller, tonight and tomorrow at Punchline Philly. Tickets available at punchlinephilly.com.
Only the late shows.
Only the late shows are
And they're
available.
Almost sold out. Uh-huh. I'm thinking Saturdays might be sold out now. But guys, come down. This is the weekend. Let's go out for reals in preparation for the big win. Big game. People keep saying, so what do you think? You're excited about the big game? I said the big win.
Big win. I like it. I like confident.
Right. Yeah, let's do
I
it.
I agree.
Thank you so much for coming in today. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. I didn't think we were ever going to get TJ out of the studio.
Yeah, he just talks way too much.
Just goes on and on.
Hey, God, still in the room!
Shut up, you!
53 degrees.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.